What's happening, my friends? Welcome back. Welcome back. Let's talk about Jamal Hill versus Khalil Roundtree. All right, guys. So first of all, the announcement of this fight kind of caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting Jamal Hill to have such a quick turnaround and have a quick turnaround and compete against a guy that could spark him out again. And that man in question is Khalil Roundtree, who has had like this resurrection resurgence in his career. And as the story goes, it pretty much happened after his loss to Johnny Walker. Khalil Roundtree knew that he had to change his game up. He had to improve. One of the areas that he needed improvement in was his stand-up. So what did he do? Goes to Thailand, trains pure Muay Thai, comes back, and he's a killer. So he lost to Johnny Walker, beats Eric Anders via unanimous decision, lost two fights back-to-back. And again, from what I've heard, it was that Johnny Walker fight that really set the stage for him to step it up more. Seems like he was still working out the kinks. Now the man is on a 5-fight win streak with 4 finishes via technical knockout. At no point in Khalil Roundtree's record and career has he had such a good run. Something happened, a switch was flipped. He's facing Jamal Hill, which I think is his biggest fight to date as far as like profile, and a guy who has fought high-level competition himself. Jamal, of course, being the former UFC light heavyweight champ. Now, quickly talking about Jamal Hill. Jamal Hill just got knocked out by Alex Pereira. That was a savage knockout. There was some insinuation there by Jamal that the weird break where Alex gets kicked low, waves the ref off. If I'm not mistaken, Jamal kind of attributes the knockout to that in part. He said that that allowed Alex to close the distance, get within range. He wasn't 100% on guard because he was confused. Gets caught with that patented Alex Pereira left hand. Jamal believes he was winning the fight. I have to rewatch it. From my perspective, from my recollection, he looked tentative to me. He looked very concerned with Alex's power. I believe Alex was in control. Jamal didn't look like himself. Usually he is the aggressor. He looks very confident. He didn't look confident against Pereira. I personally think that Alex won fair and square, but that's just me. Nevertheless, Jamal got knocked out pretty bad. So to come back and to fight Khalil Roundtree, very gutsy, commendable on Jamal's part, shows that he has the heart of a champion. That guy's a fighter. He wants to prove himself. He wants to get back in the mix against a tough, dangerous contender. Now, talking about their skill sets, since we're talking about Jamal already, Jamal Hill, I believe, has unorthodox stand-up. I think he can be technical. He does have technical skill, but it's like this mixture of like brawling, freestyle fighting. And what I mean by that is taking what you give him, making decisions in the moment, being loose, being unpredictable, going for things, being aggressive, while also using his technical ability. Jamal Hill is very good at blitzing you. He has power in his hands, very dangerous striker. He's displayed a great chin, in my opinion, regardless of getting knocked out by Alex, because let's be fair, Alex can knock anybody out. Jamal has displayed a ground game. Specifically when he fought Glover Teixeira, I know a lot of people thought that Glover was going to have his way with him. That wasn't the case. Jamal definitely is predominantly a striker. His quote, weaker area should be the ground in wrestling. Khalil Roundtree, some similarities there, also predominantly a striker in my opinion. The numbers actually support that. He has no submission wins. The new Khalil Roundtree, super technical, great Muay Thai, aggressive, powerful, fast, mean, just vicious. Khalil has no issue with kicking your kneecap in with those oblique front kicks, teep kicks to the kneecap. I don't like them, but until they ban them, they're legal, fair game. I'm not going to get too much into the statistics of these guys. I might put that up in text. I'm just going to talk about the fight. Who do I think is going to take it and why? Well, I think Jamal Hill has fought better competition, like higher level. Who's more explosive, more physically powerful and stronger? Jamal seems pretty strong. He's a big dude. But I think physicality wise, I'm going to give it to Khalil Roundtree. That guy's a specimen right now. I think that's a lot of hard work, discipline, determination, drive. That guy's like possessed by a demon right now. He wants to win gold. And it shows in his physique. I mean, that guy looks like he works hard. He's jacked. So I'm going to give the explosiveness, the strength and power to Khalil Roundtree. The experience at a higher level as far as like opponents to Jamal Hill. Technical ability, Right now, I think I got to give it to Khalil Roundtree, edging it. I mean, I think Jamal Hill is more technical than a lot of people give him credit for. Sometimes his fight style doesn't look pretty. It doesn't look technical. It looks like he's in a barroom brawl, but he certainly knows what he's doing, and he certainly could set you up. But Khalil Roundtree is looking great, man. His stand-up is looking sharp, super technical, and just dominant. But who is he fought against? That's the thing. But again, technical striking, I think I'm going to lean towards Khalil Roundtree. Chin, well, they both have knockout losses on their records. I seen more of Jamal Hill. I seen him take more damage. Maybe this is my ignorance, but I'm going to give Chin to Jamal Hill. Grappling, Jamal Hill works on all facets of the game, but he primarily focuses on his striking, displays his striking. We saw a little bit of his ground game against Glover. It kind of was impressive how he fended Glover off from attacks, how he was defensive on the ground. He's displayed some offense himself. I'm going to give the edge in ground to Jamal Hill. Cardio and conditioning, that may be 50-50. I mean, you look at Khalil Roundtree's body and you would think, oh man, that guy's more fit. He's going to have more cardio and conditioning. Not necessarily. Sometimes guys can look a little bit softer and that actually helps them. Being bodied up and super jacked is not always indicative of your cardio and conditioning. A prime example, Fedor. Fedor looked like he delivered Coca-Colas. No offense to Coca-Cola delivery drivers or like maybe like a bottled water truck. Pudgy throughout his whole career. I mean, damn, that guy could go. I don't think I've ever seen Fedor gas. So that's one example. How about Big Country Roy Nelson? Big Country could go. DC could go. Jamal Hill is not as big as those guys, but he certainly is not as cut and in shape as Khalil Roundtree. But I think Jamal Hill has some pretty great cardio. Certainly pushes the pace, fights at a high pace. Very impressive. I've seen Khalil fight at a great pace. I'm going to say that's fairly even. Just my opinion there. So ultimately, who do I think is going to win this fight? I mean, I know Jamal just got knocked out. Sometimes you can come back too soon. This is more of like a gut pick. I may be off, but I'm going to go with Jamal Hill. I think Jamal's going to come in with something to prove. I think he has a lot more left. I think it was a critical error he made against Alex Pereira. He was tentative. He was gun shy. I'm not going to use the word scared because I don't think these guys are really scared of each other. But he was too cautious, worried about the knockout. And I think that affected his game. If he comes in like Jamal of old, confident, just goes for it, puts the pressure, I think he'll have a lot more success. I think he's fought at a higher level. When I say I'm leaning towards Jamal, look, Khalil Roundtree is no joke. I'm saying Jamal Hill 55-45. They both could knock each other out. This could be a coming out party for Khalil Roundtree. Or we can see Jamal Hill back in form. I'm leaning towards Jamal Hill back in form. I think at some point in the exchanges, Jamal using that reach, using that jab, using that length, being great at blitzing guys, covering distance, hitting you with those rocks for hands. I think at some point, Jamal Hill will hurt Khalil Roundtree, maybe do more damage, basically be more effective in a stand-up. But again, Khalil Roundtree is looking scary standing up. We're going to see just how much he improved against Jamal Hill. Maybe Khalil Roundtree goes out there and puts a clinic on Jamal. I don't think that's going to be the case where he runs through Jamal Hill, but we'll see. Khalil might utilize a lot of low kicks, hard low kicks. We'll see how Jamal Hill deals with those. They may be problematic. Of course, those oblique kicks to the kneecap. Jamal already had that Achilles tendon injury. And who knows if he's 100% recovered from that injury. Maybe that was a factor against Alex Pereira. I don't see this fight going to the ground. I think this is going to be a slugfest. It's going to be a really technical Muay Thai striker versus a guy who primarily uses his hands boxing with a brawling technical style. I think the different layers and the angles that Jamal brings might be problematic. Khalil fights a little bit more linear. So final pick, I'm going to go with Jamal Hill 55-45. But let's see what happens, guys. If you blink, somebody could go to sleep. So drop those picks in the comment section. Who do you think is going to take this fight? I appreciate you for watching or listening. Enjoy the fight when it goes down. After it takes place, we'll come back and talk about it as usual. Until then, my friends, you all take care. Catch you on the next one.